Praise the name of the Lord. Don't know where everybody is yet, but I suppose they're still coming. Anyway, we welcome Ross and Shirley. And so it's good to see you. Oh, and these are folks that came into our special meetings, and you weren't there, we noticed. But this is Brother Bill Hughes and his family from Tokomara Bay. Quite regular here every week or two because of the distance. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, let us just bow our heads in prayer at this moment. Lovely Lord Jesus, it's good, Lord, no matter where we come from, where we live, what our colour is, what our language is, you understand all of these things and you know us intimately. You knew us so well, Lord, that you just gave your life and died on the cross of Calvary, that we had the chance to become receivers of eternal life. We've come this morning, Lord, in your holy and precious name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and no other name. And we love you and we thank you that you dwell within us. Be with the folks that joined with us on the internet, in the CDs when they received them, Lord. Uplift them, encourage them also. Be with those that may still be coming to this service. And help us, Lord, to consider the things that we have before you. And may we just stand aside and let God do the work. Because we cannot do it ourselves. There's no way that we have the power to do what we desire. But you can do these things, Lord. And we just love you. And thank you for being here at this time. In Jesus' name, we say these things. Amen and amen. Shall we stand and sing When We Walk With the Lord, number 688. You're walking with the Lord, I guess? Me too.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who trust in your way.
Very simple words, very truthful, hard to follow sometimes, but it is the only way. The only way is to trust and obey. Let's sing 696, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Find that as a fact for yourselves, because it's the truth. I have to own up to it. It's exactly how it is with me too. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. No one gets sick of the Lord. If they do, they're in big troubles. But it's so nice to worship him when he wants. Number 683, without him I could do nothing. Without him I'd surely fail. Without him I would be drifting, like a ship without a sail. Many thousands of people, millions, are like that. Without him I would be That's another truth. Without him, how lost I would be. You know, when you know the Lord personally, like I'm sure many of you people do, it's other people that don't know him, you don't know they're lost. They just say, oh, it's a religious name. Oh, yes, we hear about him. But they don't know him. So they don't know what they're losing. But when you love him and you know him and he's part of you, without him you realize what the loss would be. Let's sing 675. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity.
Good to have the mercy and grace of God, and then his love on top of it. Where else would you get it? Don't come to me, I can't do that. Don't go to your parents, you can't do that. They can't do it. Grandparents, family can't do it. But Jesus Christ can. Not only that, he wants to bless you, wants to forgive you, wants to have mercy for you. That's our Lord. Where was all our singers today? Nobody's around. Wellington. Oh, okay. However, let's sing number 612. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
As the deer panteth. Thank you.
I'm sure we used to sing that hymn. Instead of thee, all there was you. Seems to be different, but we have it like that occasionally. I don't know why it happens, but anyway. Let's sing another chorus. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you, number 540. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Yes, I do. Heavenly Father, may be seated. Do we have any prayer requests from anybody? I'm going to get Brother Bill to pray for these. Okay, well, we have through the internet, there's one from Angel in the USA. She desires the Holy Ghost. Well, so do we all. The place to apply for it is the Lord Jesus Christ. So many people feel that because they go to a particular church, that's going to give it to them. That is not true. The only one that gives that is the Lord himself. And then there's another one from Angie here, and there's things that's before the Lord for her in the eye department, going blind in one eye and restrictions for driving with her eyes in another. Just pray for all of those people that were attended the special meetings we had last week with Brother Brian Freeborn. May every one of them be blessed, continue to be blessed. There's one here from Susan. I don't know this person. Pray for my daughter Megan, that she should get out of a wrong relationship with a man. And there's also for my daughter Amy, who's involved with wrong people, and the mother is praying for them. So that's for Susan and her family. And we thank the Lord for many answered prayers that we've had over the time. Brother Bill, if you would like to come and pray for mine. Thank you.
Well, has anyone got any testimonies? A testimony of an answered prayer?
Yeah, I had one.
Go.
I asked the Lord on a certain day, which was last week, about something that I needed. And I needed an answer, my phone, today. That was prayed in the morning. And I got it late afternoon.
Praise God. Yep. So that's Sister June. She had an unspoken prayer request before the Lord and he answered. Anyone else?
Yep.
The Tongan man in our community who applied for the policeman's job, he got that job. So that's cool to have a Christian family in Tokomaru Bay. We weren't here last week because we had already planned quite some months ago to have Israel's 21st up in Raglan. When he was about 15 or 16, I gave him a voucher for his birthday to take he and one of his surfing friends to Raglan for the weekend, and he never redeemed it. And he didn't want a 21st, and we are happy not to have him give him a 21st, but we're happy to do something with him. So last week we went to Raglan, and it was such a precious time. It was such a wonderful time with Israel, and particularly Jan and the girls. They had just done a whole lot of preparation of food and stuff and just blessed him, and he brought three of his friends down. And I was just thinking about that prayer request. You know, it's so true about the kind of people that we mix with. You know, we have to be so careful, like for our children, who they mix with. And Israel, he's not following the Lord, but his three friends that he brought down for the weekend were such gracious, fine young people. And I said, Israel, please don't drink this weekend. He said, Daddy, we don't drink anyway. Me and my mates don't drink. And I thought, oh, well, praise the Lord for that. Three fine young mates that he brought down for the weekend. So I just, and just how he knitted our hearts together was such a wonderful weekend. And I just wanted to share too, yesterday we went to a funeral when we came down from the coast for a man who died. He was 98, used to live on the coast, and is the father of a really good friend of ours. And after the service, we thought, oh, we'll go and see Jimmy Leatham. You know, that's Bubbles' sister's husband. And Jimmy Leatham, he's a wonderful Christian man. I think he's served the Lord just about all his life, Howard, and selling Bond Brush or Sunshine Brushes up and down the coast. And he's got some wonderful testimonies. Anyway, he'll be 93 in a couple of weeks. And he and Ethel were telling us yesterday that they go to church with Tom and Josie Crawford over the other side of the river. And then in the afternoon, at lunchtime, they come home, have lunch, perch up, and then listen to this. So I prayed for him. You know, one time he was here and I prayed for him. He said, I want to be a young man. He was 91 then. He said, I want to be a young man again. And so we prayed that he would be, you know, strong and youthful. The next day, he went to church on the Sunday morning, and the first fella that came up to him in church shook his hand and said, G'day, young fella. So he got his prayer. He got his prayer request. Hallelujah. That's great. So let's just pray, eh? Especially just thinking about these people who were in wrong relationships and things like that. Okay? God's big. And Sister Armour and her daughter Aroha has been causing a bit of chaos this week. And also for Israel, he actually broke his arm about 3 weeks ago, his humerus, here. And he needs healing on that. So, Lord, we just come before you in confidence, Lord, because we know the God whom we serve, Lord. We've just read that up there, Lord, rich in mercy and grace and showered in love, Lord Jesus, and truly we are a blessed people, Lord, highly favoured and richly blessed by you, Lord. Amen. And even in trials, Lord, we're blessed because that's strengthening the inner man, Lord. And it just shows the might and power of our God in our lives. So we just want to pray for these requests now before you, Lord, for this lady Angel in the States. Just she wants to be born again and receive the Holy Ghost. What a great, no greater thing than that, really. Lord, and just for this other woman, for her, our sister Angie, for her eyes, Lord Jesus. Just know how important our eyes are, Lord. Yeah, Lord, just grant her request, Lord, that her eyes would be healed, Lord Jesus. We know that you're more than able to do that, and we put that prayer request just in your lap this morning, Lord. For all those who came last weekend, Lord, I know some of our coastie people came down, Lord. Just pray that you would continue to draw them closer and closer to yourself, Lord Jesus. That's our real desire of our hearts, is that people would walk closer and closer to the Lord. And for this other woman, Lord, Susan, just for her daughters, Lord, just for the situations that they're in, the relationships they're in, Lord. Again, Lord, we just have confidence in you, Lord. The whole, everything can look that way. It looked all in the whole Old Testament. It's just full of that, Lord. Everything was stacked against the children of Israel, and you just came in. The power of God came in and just changed that whole circumstance around for your glory and for your honor, Lord. Just bring it about in Susan's daughters' lives, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, we do thank you, Lord, for just for one another and how you answer our requests, Lord. And I know that even in the hearts of people sitting here right now and listening in, that there'll be a request just sitting on their heart, Lord. Just grant their request, Lord, we pray. And we do pray for the priest, for peace in Jerusalem, Lord. And Lord, bless your people, the people of Israel, Lord. Lord, just bless your people, the people of Israel. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Bless you.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Lord bless you, as we know he does, and your family. Just a notice or two. We've got a luncheon as usual. Every Sunday we have a luncheon over here. Every Sunday the same. Have fellowship. It's really great. And then at 1 p.m. back into here, we have a service, a short service, and there'll be communion today as well. And then Tuesday, a regular 7 p.m. prayer meeting, and all are welcome to come. Well, seeing our item folks are not here, and one or two others, let us just sing 280. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Sure would. If you want to know, give me a ring. And I'll come with my Bible and explain it to you.
Bye.
may be seated. I just remembered there was someone else I was going to pray for, and she hasn't actually taken to know our Lord. My wife, Barbara, has spoken to her a number of times. I've mentioned some things, but she doesn't want to know. She might right now. She's in hospital as of yesterday, 94 years old, seriously ill. So her name is Lil. So I just pray for her now. Lord Jesus, you know the history of Lil. You know she's a very nice person, a very nice person, but she doesn't want to know about you, as far as I'm aware. Just lift her up, Lord. Make her well. Then she'll know that Jesus Christ is the answer. Just bless her there in the hospital at this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Brother Herb.
God bless you all. All. We've shrunk somewhat, but we'll see what happens next week. Now, there's a few people away. Manning's are in Wellington. Peter and Bubs are also with brother. The brother was just talking about Jim and his wife. So, and there's others, of course. So we just pray the Lord will bless them all. But it's good to have brother. Bruce, isn't it? Ross. Oh, dear me. Forgive me, Ross. Sister Shirley, God bless you. And we just welcome everyone here and those that are listening at this time to the service. We thank God for blessing us on the weekend. We've had many favourable comments in the sense that people have been blessed, encouraged. We just pray the Lord will continue to do that in our lives, because I believe the coming of the Lord is at the door. Yes. Absolutely. It's closer than we think. One day, He'll come. People say, but, one day too late. This is they sing that song. You've got to be ready. Jesus said, be therefore ready for an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So we need to be ready at all times, not just on Sunday, but during the week. Wait on the Lord to love and pray and seek His face. Praise be to God. Well, I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word. We've got a couple of verses in Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Who believes there's power in the word of God?
Amen.
Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And it's the truth. One scripture can take you through the week. Right, Brother Bill? Can. Something God quickens to you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. With all thine heart, not just some of your heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That's thus saith the Lord. So may God just bless His word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, right into Your very presence. We love You, Lord, with all that's within us, we love You. We pray, Lord, that You'll come this morning, just open Your word to us. Give us hearts to receive. May we just be led of God, not of ourselves. Lord, I just pray that You'll meet every need here and afar. We commit this word to You for Your glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. You know, we've quoted the scripture many times in this. I know my father, when he was here, used to have a text in his caravan up on the top there. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, brother and sister, you can be sure of this. Your biggest problem is you. It's so true. We are the ones that mess things up. If we just hold to what God's word says, then he'll bless us. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So we do have a wonderful promise there, in all thy ways acknowledge him. So I want to speak about trusting in the Lord with all our heart. And I pray that he'll quicken it to us. The word trust can be interpreted, actually, to have faith in. You know, to have faith in the Lord. And to truly trust somebody. It's a wonderful experience to trust somebody. It's a blessing for both parties. When somebody trusts you, it's a blessing just to know that they trust you. And it's a blessing for them to trust you. But it's so much more wonderful in the things of God and his word is to trust in his word. And brother and sister, God's going to train you. He's going to train you to trust. There's no escape. But it's good for you because he loves you. And we just pray that we'll be taught to trust the Lord. Now, trust needs to be tested. We just got to be tested. And it's, the Word of God's full of it. We need to be tested, especially towards our Lord. We can only know that we have real trust when we are under pressure. You know, people say, I trust the Lord. Everything's going well for them. Everything's fitting in. Life's grand. All the bills are paid, as it were. Everything's easy going. And people say, I trust the Lord. But what happens when the pressure comes on? Who knows what pressure's all about? Amen. I think we all do. We are pressure people. And we can only know that real trust when we're put under pressure. No matter what we say regarding trust, it is tested by its actions. You'll be tested. The wonderful promise we have is what God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. Oh, that's wonderful. But with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. I also want to read from 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. You know, brother and sister, brother Brian Freeborn spoke about seasons. The seasons when God moves. And the seasons when things happen in your life. And just remember this, when a trial comes your way, and you've got to trust the Lord. It may be a season. And ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth. You think gold's great? The testing of your faith is greater. You'll find out one day, God's always right. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory and appearing at Jesus Christ, at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, you get a 2-year-old child, okay, you stick him on the table. It's your son. He's standing on the table. There's a table and you're here. You say to the child of 2 years old, right, jump into daddy's arms. He just jumps. Because he trusts his father. When he's four, something goes on up here. You say to him, jump. Oh, I wonder if he'll catch me. How far is that? There's a long way down there. He starts to reason. And that's exactly what happens in our walk with God. We learn to trust Him, and we're happy to trust Him, but when there's a real test, maybe I should have this as a backup, or do this to, for, you know, in case something, I don't have enough faith, or a whole lot of crazy things like that. So, brother and sister, it is true that we've got to be tested. Our trust or faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will be tested. You know, you may not like this, but it's going to happen. If you're a child of God, you will be tested. You can't go running to mum and dad and praise God for mum and dad. You can't come running to the church and praise God for the church. It's not that. It's between you and God that He will test you. And that's why Jesus said, except you become as a little child, you will no wise enter the kingdom of God. The Lord wasn't talking about you coming down to a little child in stature and running around a little kid. He was talking about simple faith. You've got to stay like the kid that's on the table. That faith must remain in you to be of any benefit to you. That's why He said you've got to become as a little child. And as we get older in our walk with God, we should learn to trust Him more. We sing that song, trust in the Lord and don't despair. Who's ever despaired? It's a terrible thing, despair. It really is. You start despairing about things because you're trying to work it out. It's not going the way you thought it would be, maybe. But God cares for everything. If we only understood how much God cares for us, we would trust Him more and more. Hallelujah. Not only does God care for us, but He cares for His creation. Now, I don't know about you, but I think if God cares for little things, surely He'll care for us. I'll read from Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Brother Bill, you don't look like you have too many, but they are there. And God knows how many. He knows exactly how many hairs on your head and on my head. And you're going to get everyone back one day. Isn't that wonderful?
I might have more than you, brother.
I think you do. I think you do. Fear ye not, therefore. Listen to what He says. For ye are more value than many sparrows. You know, the Lord used sparrows. And do you know what? Sparrows are all over the world. I have been to a lot of places. And there's a common little brown sparrow comes up. I feel at home straight away. He's just like our little sparrows at home. He chirps the same and everything. So the Lord used sparrows because He knew it would be worldwide. Everyone could relate to a sparrow. Insignificant little bird. Sold for peanuts. Not even peanuts. It was just such a little thing. But God knows when they fall. Praise the name of the Lord. A sparrow, for instance, does not register very much in this world. But in God's eyes, not one falls to the ground without the will of the Father. That's what the translators say. That speaking about God's will concerning a sparrow, it's not just seeing a sparrow fall, but it does not fall to the ground without the will of the Father. Who believes God?
Amen.
The more you think about Him, you realize how great He is and how wonderful He is. It just humbles you right down. how much we are nothings in his eyes in value, but he loves us immensely. Praise the name of the Lord. So all things are ordered by the counsel of God. Glory. God knew who would be in church this morning. He knew you'd be here. He knows why people aren't here. For whatever reason, it's between them and God. But God knows the whole background to everyone's life. And he cares. It's just a wonderful consolation to those who are tried and afflicted. We'll all be tried and afflicted. So, it doesn't bother me. Just wait until it comes. Just wait until it comes. Because if you're a child of God, you will be tested. Our God is so capable. As we said, he numbers every hair on our head. So God is encouraging us to know that he cares more for you than sparrows. The Lord used that example. It's really encouraging to know that nothing is hid from God. Nothing is hid from God. He knows what you're thinking now. He knows exactly what thoughts are going through your mind and through mine. It's really encouraging to know that he sees these things. Not only does he know the hairs on your head, but every thought that you think. You cannot think without God knowing about it. Not only the thoughts we're thinking now, but God knows the thoughts you will think in 6 months' time. Who believes that? How do we know that's true? Because the Word of God says so. Let's read it. Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Now, this is a very revealing scripture about you. Thou knowest my downsitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off, before it even comes. He knows what you're going to scheme, what you want to do. And they could be good thoughts too, of course. Thou compass my path, my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. God knows everything about you. He knows whether we're true or putting it on. He knows, even if we fail, he knows that we want to be right. Who believes that? God wants to know that you love him and that you want to, but if you fail, he says, get up again. I've made a contract for you that you could be forgiven of your failings if you're sincere with God. So you see, it goes on to say, there's not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Wow. No hiding with the Lord. There is no hiding with the Lord. God is more than able and capable of caring for you. Now, brothers and sisters, we've just got to get these things into our heads and our hearts, mainly. That God is capable to care for you. And that makes a big difference when you know that, when a trial comes or a testing comes. And they will come. He keeps this gigantic universe in perfect order. And it's so accurate that men measure time by the universe. That's how accurate it is. He put it up there. There's not just rocks floating around. God put an order. Planetary systems are ordered by God in perfect timing to the very second. Who believes these things? Our earth is so small in the universe, we're like a molecule. Can you see a molecule? No, you cannot. The universe is so large and the earth is so tiny. And God knows all about earth. And he's watching over little earth because you're on there. And he's watching your life. He knows how much blood is in you. He knows exactly your veins and Everything about your body, how you're made, the Bible speaks about that. How we're made up. By what substance you're conceived in your mother's womb. God knew all about that. In Isaiah 66, verse 1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? You see, brother and sister, he is way beyond our comprehension. If we had a possibility through some form to show you how big God is, we'd still never grasp it. How big is his throne? The Bible says his bride will sit with him on his throne. That's millions of people. This is a big throne in our thinking. A big throne. But it says we'll sit with him on his throne. We can only understand just how great and capable God is. Then we would truly trust him fully. However, this trust comes from God. God puts a trust in your heart for him, just as he puts repentance in your heart for him. The Bible says, know ye not by the goodness of God that he leadeth you to repentance? You can't even repent without God bringing it on, bringing that conviction and moving your heart. So those things are very amazing. I really love him for it. When we would trust him fully, if we trust him fully, we've got to remember that trust comes from God. That God controls, is everybody listening say amen?
Amen.
That God controls 200 billion galaxies. Now if you just find out how big one galaxy is, and the earth is on in one of those arms, so tiny, and that's going, we're floating around out here. That's one galaxy. But God controls 200 billion of them. That is unbelievable. It is believable, but I don't sound like an unbeliever up here. But isn't that wonderful? Do you think God could fix your problem down at work, Brother Tim? Of course he can. Or wherever we are, God knows. He knows what you're thinking about. He knows some of the trials you'll meet even this afternoon. He knows about it. He's made provision for you. I love him. Who loves the Lord? Say amen. So wonderful. Praise God. And so we see that not one single event in your life happens without God's sanction. Yes, sir. God will deliver his children from a trial. And the wonderful thing about it is, he will be with you in the trial.
Yes, that's true.
Not just deliver you, but be with you. And you know, the three Hebrew children came down to a fiery furnace. They can feel the heat on their faces is burning. Really hot. They really revved it up 7 times. So, you know, it's making the leaves shrivel on the trees around it. Very hot. And the king says, you're going to bow down or not? He says, nope. You say, I would say no. Would you say no if there's a fiery furnace there waiting for you? You see, brother and sister, it's easy to testify in church. It's easy to make claims, but when you go into a test and a trial, then it's you and God alone. You're on your own with the Lord. That's all you need to. So they went down into the fiery furnace and they got the strongest men in the army and they got bound these Hebrew boys and they took them down to the furnace, opened the furnace door, and it was so hot it killed the soldiers outright. They landed in the middle of the fire. And in the middle of the fire, there was somebody else there, the Son of God. Brother and sister, sometimes in a trial, you will meet the Lord. If you didn't have that trial, you wouldn't have that experience. Isn't that true? When you start to get anxious and you get on your knees and say, Lord, I really need your help. Oh, God, you're not playing with words. You're meaning it from your heart. I have this need, Lord. I'm calling out to you that you would hear me. And he's right there. He's right with you in the trial. That's real faith. You don't manufacture that. That's the grace of God to you. He comes to you and he starts stirring your heart up. And otherwise, we're just going our free way and everything's grand and we're going to do this tomorrow and I've got this plan. I'm going on a trip and everything's busy, busy, busy. Phones ringing and all that sort of stuff. You've got no time for God because you're so full of things. Wait till a trial comes. He'll strip you of all that. You start doing the right things. Start reading your word more. Start praying more. Say, Lord Jesus, I have been backslidden. He knows that, but it's good to tell him. So praise be to God. He will deliver his children from a trial and be with them in the trial. God knows all about it. He knows all about you. He knows your weak spots in your life. This person over here may have a trouble with a certain thing. And you might say, well, that doesn't bother me, but it bothers them. You have a problem that doesn't bother them. God knows all about you. He knows where your Achilles heel is. He knows the things that trouble you. Who believes that? Say amen. Don't go to sleep on me, saints. Come on. This is real. This is not just words or a sermon. This is our life. Hallelujah. So God knows all about you. Before you even came to earth, he made provision for you. He knows what you need. He knows what you're going to need tomorrow. I believe him, don't you? Not only for this life, but for eternal life hereafter. Praise be to his holy name. So God is pleading with us to trust him. We need to trust him daily with all our heart. Just like the little baby jumping off the table. We've got to trust him. Become as a little child. Simple childlike faith to believe him. So should we do that as we sing, or that scripture says, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Do you know what care means? Anxiety. How many times do we become anxious about things? Or you don't tell anybody, but in your head's buzzing, oh, what's going to happen next? Will this turn out all right? Anxiety. Cast it on the Lord. Cast all your cares or all your anxieties upon him, for he careth for you. And the Bible says he will never fail us nor forsake us. He'll never do it, Sister Merle. He'll watch over you and care for you. We've all experienced this. In Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Don't talk about things, I want this, I want that. And be content with such things as God's given you, as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And when the trial's on, or when the pressure's coming on, and it's going to get more pressure, day by day as it comes on, learn to trust him. Lord, I cast all my care, all my anxieties, all my doubts, all my fears upon you. He wants you to do it. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to have a partial trust. I'll trust him and as long as everything's going all right. When things start to go a little bit wrong, I say, oh, maybe I should have a backup somewhere. But to fully trust him with all our hearts, is what he wants. What did Job say? In Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. That's total trust. Though he slay me, though he take you, you're going to trust him in the taking. That's what I call total trust. Abraham was told by the Lord to take his son, his only son, take him up into the mountain and offer him as a sacrifice unto God. And you would say, well, if I was Abraham, yes, that's what I would do. Hold on. The pressure. Abraham trusted God. He had his only boy. They're going up to sacrifice him. He is. And he had a total trust in God that he'd bring it right. So I'd believe that, would you? You really to take one of your sons or daughters out, sacrifice them if God told you? Now, brother and sister, this is something very wonderful. They climbed the mountain. The boy said, Father, we have the sticks. We have the wood for the fire. But where's the sacrifice? The Lord says those wonderful words, God will provide himself a sacrifice. That's exactly what he did. He became the sacrifice for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's a lot easier to read than to do, to go and offer his only son. But Abraham staggered not in his trust in God. The Bible says so. He trusted God with his whole heart. There was such a total trust in God. Now listen to this. I don't know if you've seen this. As they were walking up the mountain with the donkeys and the sticks and Abraham and Isaac, and as he got up there and the servants, he said, now servants, I want you to stay here. Because my son and I will go up onto the mountain and stay here, and I and the lad will go yonder and return. Now he knew. Abraham knew that he was going to offer his son, and yet he was going to return. Isn't that wonderful? He testified of what God is going to do. In so much that Abraham, he believed so much, he went to testifying in advance that we and the lad will come down off this mountain. Even though he knew, now the other people didn't know, but Abraham knew, not even Isaac knew, but Abraham knew he was going to offer him. He meant business, pulled out that dagger. It wasn't just a bright testimony time. His faith was tested. As we went to offer his son, the Lord said, Abraham, Abraham, touch not the boy. He's faithful. And over in the thicket, there was a ram caught. And God provided himself a sacrifice. He knew God could do it. That if necessary, God will raise Isaac from the dead. Why? Because God had already promised him the glorious promise that Isaac's seed would spread to all nations of this world and they would be blessed. He knew that Isaac was going to bring forth a seed. Now, if he's dead, he wouldn't be doing that, would he? But he went and multiplied. Thousands upon millions of Jews. We know that that seed he was speaking of was Christ Jesus our Lord. He came through the lineage. Even though he was virgin born, both Mary and Joseph were of the lineage of Abraham. Isn't that wonderful? Even though they had nothing except Mary the womb brought him forth and fed that body. The blood came from God. The body came from God. He was the sinless, virgin-born Son of God. The seed of Abraham. Promised through Isaac, that seed came. What a wonderful Savior we serve. Who loves Him this morning? So there are many promises that come with trusting God. And I just want to mention a few before we close. An outstanding promise is for those who trust Him comes a great peace. Listen to me, brother and sister. I know you know the scripture, Bill, because you always nod your head when I speak it. And the reason I always speak it, because it's above my bed. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. If you trust in him, you'll keep your mind on the Lord. And brother and sister, let me say it like this. It is an exercise. Who has drifting thoughts? I have drifting thoughts, but the Bible says bring every thought into subjection to the obedience of Christ. So we've got to do it. Don't be distracted by things. You know, the enemy's out there to distract us from God. He brings all manner of things across your pathway. I'm talking about multitude of things to try and distract you from thinking on the Lord. So we should learn to trust the Lord on a daily basis in every little matter. Not just the big things, but the little things. Trust the Lord. It's really wonderful to trust Him. Hallelujah. But committing every need daily to Him. We need to commit our every need to Him and watch Him bring it to pass. In Psalm 37 verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know what the desire of my heart is? I'll tell you what it is, you can know it. It's to get closer to God, above everything. I don't want to be rich. I don't have all these things. I just want to get closer to the Lord. And if we have that desire in our heart, He'll grant it to you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. If you trust Him, He will bring it to pass. In Psalm 62, verse 7, we sing this song, actually. We used to. I could sing it right now, but I'm not going to do it. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Many scriptures, brothers and sisters, I could speak here all morning. They're all talking about you need to start trusting God. You say, I trust the Lord, but wait till the pressure comes. That is the telltale, whether you trust the Lord or not, is when the pressure comes on, real big. You know. I don't think God's going to ask you to sacrifice your son. But these are big tests that He could bring, allow to happen to you for your benefit. For your blessing. You say, how can that be? The fiery furnace brought Jesus Christ down into the midst of them. You say, oh, He wasn't born then. The Bible says it was the Son of God. And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. He's the I am. The same yesterday, today, and forever. So there's many scriptures that promise those who trust in difficult times. In Psalm 37 verse 18, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And let me tell you this, we are living in an evil age. We're living in an evil hour. Who believes that? Very bad. And it's getting worse every day. And the times of famine, they shall be satisfied. Praise be to God. Those that trust in the Lord have a rest and a peace in God. He promised to provide our natural needs. Now God knows what you have need of. Jesus said, your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness and all these other things that you need will be added unto you. God is very mindful that we are in the flesh, for he made us. And he came down and lived in flesh firsthand. I'm glad he did. He is a high priest who is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He tasted, he is tempted like we are, and yet without sin. So God's not flying blind, in a sense, if you know what I mean. He knows what it is to go for a test. He knows what it is to be sick. He knows what it is to be challenged and you haven't got the answers. He knows about these things. He was ridiculed of men. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Jesus knew what grief is. So he cares for you. Hallelujah. For healing. For he knew we needed it. Jesus prayed, give us this day our daily bread. And I believe that spiritually and physically. In Psalm 37 verse 3, I don't mind quoting the scriptures because it's got more authority than what I could say. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. In Psalm 37 verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God cares for you. Whatever we have need of, he promised to supply our every need. Praise the Lord. And we all know this scripture. You probably all got a little cards people give you, but it's wonderful. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God shall supply most of your needs. All. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What a mighty promise that is. So all we have to do is ask. People say, God's not doing anything for me. Have you asked him? If you believe and trust him, you'll ask him. There's so many outstanding promises and testimonies of God's provision. He's the same today as he ever has been. And I love this scripture, Matthew 21:21, which says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do as this which is done to the fig tree, he'd cursed it, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And all these things. You notice that God uses all the time. All things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, that's trusting him, you shall receive. Who believes that? Say amen. Absolutely. All things, whatsoever you ask, believing, you shall receive. He promised to provide our spiritual needs. All we have to do is trust him. God does not want us to lean upon our own understanding. Total trust in him for every spiritual requirement of our souls. I'm sorry, a lot of scriptures, but they are very good. If I just quoted these, that would be sufficient. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. Is God your salvation? I will trust and not be afraid. Trust, you cannot trust and be afraid at the same time. You cannot trust God and be fearful. If you love the Lord, you'll have no fear. For love casts out fear. And you love Him because you trust Him, and you trust Him because you love Him. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. You can't direct your steps. You have a lot of plans, but only God can direct them. I love the scripture because it speaks of sovereign grace in Proverbs 16:9, which says, A man's heart deviseth his way. In other words, he works out what he's going to do, but the Lord directeth his steps. Isn't that wonderful? Who's glad he directs your steps? Yes, well, I'm going to do this. I'm planning to do this, and I'm going to go here. And God say, just this way, please. Isn't that wonderful? Who believes he can direct your steps? Absolutely he can. I'm really glad of that, because I want him to direct my steps. We're so weak, but He's so strong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful instruction this scripture is in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, we mentioned before. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this. Thank you for looking after. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for directing me. And He shall direct thy steps. Notice, not just in some of our ways, but in all our ways. God promised to keep us during a spiritual famine, which we're all facing. It'll be in the last day of famine for the hearing of the word of God. That's why it's really hard to go to churches. And I don't say this to be critical of anybody. God knows. But where can you go just to hear the pure word of God? I'm serious. We've all experienced it when we've had exposure. We love the people, but man, it's just to hear the pure, solid word of God, it's just something's missing. And because it's a spiritual famine for the hearing of the word. The last days of we're famine. That if we trust Him, He will give us our daily bread. Amen. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Isn't He wonderful? He is wonderful. Let us make a decision this day to trust Him in everything. Not trust Him, trust not just when we face a crisis, but daily trust Him for our every decision, our every need, for every decision, and for His will to be made known to us. Who believes God's here? Absolutely. He said, "Where two or three gathered in my name, there am I in the midst." And I know the Lord's here, and I love Him with all my heart and with all my soul, and I want to trust Him every day. Oh, as I go out that door, I want to trust Him more than I've ever trusted Him before. Are you wanting to do that?
Yeah.
Let's stand to our feet, brothers and sisters. We'll just close in prayer.
Bro, can I just share a testimony?
Sure. Come, Brother Bill.
It was about 27 years ago, and we were living up the coast at Makarika, and we were leaving, and I learned a big lesson is when you leave somewhere, leave everything tied up nicely. Anyway, we had left a few things undone when we left, and we went back to the house just to attend to some matters, and the new people who had moved in, we knocked on the door, and I spoke to the wife, not knowing what was coming next, and this raging bull of a man came to the door and just absolutely nutted off at me, and it was a really scary thing. I'd never really dealt with that in my life before. Anyway, Howard's father, I was so troubled, I was so anxious and everything, you know, I was just so worked up in it because I'd never had to deal with that, and we live in a small community. So I rang old brother Searle, and he never gave me any advice. He just said, Bill, and he prayed for me, and that was the scriptures he gave me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And you talk about drifting thoughts. You know, I'd never ever dealt with that kind of, what do you call that, friction or conflict or anything like that in my life before. And every time my thoughts were my drifting thoughts, and I just remembered that scripture, and I would just quote it. Every time my thoughts started to drift, and I started to wonder, you know, go down mazes, and you get down the end and think, what would be the possible end of that? And I would just stop it right there and just quote that scripture. And every time it would come, something different would come, I'd just quote that scripture. Well, God had it the most amazing way that within a year or two, I was working with that man.
Hallelujah.
And he restored our relationship.
Wonderful.
And it was a real good lesson for me. And I thank the Lord for that trial, because what it taught me is when you leave somewhere, leave everything
in order.
And just that importance of communication, to clear communication. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Brother Bill. And I'm blessed by Brother Lee, when we first came in, the opening hymn was, trust in the Lord and don't despair. Who believes that? Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to Thee. Very grateful hearts, Lord, how we love Thee. How we want to draw close to Thee, and we want to trust You, Lord, no matter what. I pray, Lord, that You'd teach us to rest in Thee. Cast all our cares, all our anxieties, all our doubts, all our fears upon Thee. That's what You've asked us to do, and that's what we're going to do, Lord. From this day, in Jesus' wonderful name we ask it. Bless each person here, and those listening, whatever country they're in, may the Holy Spirit bless them. And may they go away with joy in their hearts that they're going to trust to. They're going to give their burden to You. Maybe a home situation. Maybe a colleague at work. It may be a very difficult situation with some family members. But Lord, we're believing that we can trust You and not worry about it. Give it to You. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Hallelujah. Who loves Him? Amen. Let's sing this beautiful song. It's so wonderful. What a fellowship, what a joy to find me. God the everlasting God. What a blessing, what a peace to find me. God the everlasting God. Yes, me. We soul, for healing, anything. Just come forward, we'll pray for you. God will bless you. What have I to dread?
What have I to fear? God, the everlasting
Let's sing number 51, I Love Him Better Every Day.
I love him better every day.
I love him better every day. Was by his side.
Guides us in what we do, even though we don't know what we're doing sometimes. He guides us. I just think about the song that I had start of this service, Trust and Obey, in the chorus. Trust and Obey. That's virtually what Howard's been preaching. But you know, it's the truth. If we learn to do that, it'll get better and better. I'm just going to pray now. Thank the Lord for the luncheon and the fellowship. Just remember, 1 o'clock in here, we have communion and also a short service. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all that you've done for us. And it is love and obey, trust and obey. Whatever it is, if we know that you are King of our life and you live within our heart, we just love to feel your presence. We pray for those people that listen in on the internet, wherever they are, wherever nation they're in. Bless them. They're not forgotten. God loves them exactly as he loves us. Lord, we thank you for the food we're going to have at lunchtime, and thank you for those that prepared it, Lord, and also for the fellowship we're going to have. We always look forward to that. And be with us this afternoon. We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You are dismissed.